Dear brothers and sisters, so let's turn to John the Gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开《约翰福音》
15，
第十五章
，verse 12，
第十二节。
This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
This I command you, verse 17. This I command you, that you love one another.
这我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
And let's turn to 1 John.
让我们翻开约翰一书。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
因为爱没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
By this, the love of God was manifest in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
In this is love, not that we love God,but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既这样爱我们，我们也应当彼此相爱。
Verse 12. No one has seen God at any time.If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
第十二节，从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
神差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us.God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in the world.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Verse 18, There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love.
十八节，爱你没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为爱里含着刑罚。惧怕的人在爱你未得完全。
We love because He first loved us.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God who he has not seen.
你若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不爱没有看见的神。
And these commandments we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
And let's turn to chapter 1.
让我们再翻开第一章。
Verse 1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life.
第一节。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen, and testified, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父，并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
These things we write, so that our joy may be made complete.
我们将这些事写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
So let's bow and have a word of prayer.
那么低头再有点祷告。
Father God, we gather together before you.
父神，我们再一次聚集在你的面前。
Because you have invited us to be here to.Look upon your Son, our Lord Jesus.
因为你召聚我们在这里，乃是要来仰望你的儿子耶稣基督。
Today is the day of resurrection of your Son.
因为今天乃是他你儿子复活的日子。
May you open our eyes to see him.
让求你开启我们的眼睛，让我们看见他。
May you open our ears, we can hear his voice.
愿你开启我们的耳朵，使我们可以听见他的声音。
And may you bless your children with your presence.
愿你祝福你的儿女用你的同在来。
In your presence, speak to us.
在你的同在里面，你对我们讲话。
And testify for our Lord Jesus.
为你的儿子来做那美好的那见证。
May the Holy Spirit anoint the one who speaks, one who translates, and one who hears.
愿你的圣灵来膏抹为你出口的、翻译的和听的。
May you bless us with your holy word.
借着你的话、圣洁的话语来祝福我们。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣圣洁的名我们祷告。Amen.
Amen. So our theme today is love one another.
我们今天的信息乃是彼此相爱。
As fellowship with God in love.
在爱中与主相交。
So in the chapter 1, the first John, he tells us what is the whole theme of the book.
在约翰一书第一章告诉我们整本书的主题是什么。
He wants us to introduce us this Lord Jesus, this eternal life.
他乃是要把耶稣基督这个永生介绍给我们。
And through the Lord Jesus, we can have this fellowship with God, the Father, and the Son.
借着耶稣基督，我们可以和父和子相交。
And through this fellowship, that our joy may be complete.
借着这样的相交，我们的喜乐就充足。
So there's a joy for Christians that we can only have through this fellowship.
有我们基督徒有一个喜乐是只有借着这样的交通才能得到的。
And through this fellowship, that God's heart and our heart will be satisfied.
借着这样的交通，我神的心和我们的心都得到满足。
We know that fellowship is the purpose of God's creation.
我们都知道，神创造的目的就是为着这个相交。
And through the fellowship, we share with the Lord what Lord has for us.
借着这样的相交，我们与主能够得到从主来的。
So there's many ways to say about God's eternal purpose.
有很多种方式来描述神的永远的旨意。
So one way we can say God created all in order to have the fellowship with Him.
从一种角度来讲，就是说神创造我们 的旨意就是让我们可以彼此相交。
Or it another, put it another way, that without fellowship, having fellowship with the Lord, with the Father, then God's eternal purpose cannot be achieved.
换句话说，如果我们不能与主与神相交的话，那么神的旨意就无法成就。
So we know that the whole book of the Bible, someone said that had Adam not sinned, so what kind of Bible we have in our hand today?
有人这样说，假如当初亚当没有犯罪的话，那么我们今天所看见的圣经是什么样一怎么样一本圣经呢？
And people tell us, and those who really study the Bible know this answer, that in our Bible, had Adam not sinned, we would have four chapters in the whole Bible. Instead of this thing, we have only four chapters.
有的对圣经很有研究的人这样告诉我们，假如说亚当没有犯罪的话，那么我们这么厚的一本圣经其实就浓缩为只有两四章而已。
First two chapters of Genesis.
就是创世纪的前第一章第二章。
It ends with the marriage between Adam and Eve.
因为在那两章的结尾就是亚当和夏娃的婚礼。
And we know that Adam sinned in chapter 7, chapter 3.
我们知道从第三章开始我们看见亚当就犯罪了。
So if Adam had not sinned, then we have the first two chapters of Genesis.
如果亚当没有犯罪的话，那么我们就只需要前面的第一章第二章。
And you can see that chapter 2, the fellowship that God had with Adam and Eve.
所以我们从第二章就可以看见神和亚当夏娃在那里有彼此的相交。
And the last two chapters of Revelation.
然后呢，就是启示录的最后的两章。
Chapter 21 and 22.
21章22章。
It talks about the marriage of the Lamb.
那么那里
and his bride.
那里在那里我们看见羔羊的婚礼和他的心腹。
So we see that how important the fellowship is.
所以我们再次看见我们所说的这个彼此相交是何等的重要。
And John had this burden in his heart to write this letter to all God's children.
所以约翰有这样一个重的负担，要把这样一封书信写给神所有的儿女们。
So last few times we mentioned that this whole letter can be divided into four portions.
在前面的几次我们已经分享到这本约翰书信一书可以分成几个部分。
The fellowship with God in light.
那么第一呢，就是在光中与神相交。
That's in chapter 1 and 2.
那是第一章和第二章的内容。
And second portion is the fellowship with God in life.
那么第二个部分呢，就是在生命的里面与神相交。
That's in chapter 3.
那是在第三章。
And third portion is fellowship with God in love.
那么第三个部分呢，就是在爱中与神相交。
And this is today's the theme of the message.
那这是今天我们信息的主题和内容。
And fourth portion is that fellowship with God in overcoming faith.
那么第四个部分就是与神相交，就是在信心的里面。
So, as we already shared the first two portions.
我们已经讲过了前面的两个部分。
And we'd like to share with you, this fellowship with God in love.
所以我们今天要来分享的是在爱中与神相交。
So, we'd like to share that from chapter 5, chapter 4, verse 7.
我们从第四章的第七节来开始。
And we divided by this, verse 7, through the end of this chapter, in two main sessions.
那么我们要把从第七节开始到第二十一节分成两个部分。
So first one is from chapters, verse 7 through 11.
那么第一就是从第七节到第十一节。
And I call it, this is, the let us love one another.
那么我把这个节叫做让我们彼此相爱这样一个主题。
This is John Apostle or the Holy Spirit that appeal to us to love one another.
这乃是使徒约翰或者是圣灵对我们的一个呼吁。
And start with word, a simple word, very intimate word, says beloved.
那么他 乃是从用一个非常亲密的字来开始的，亲爱的。
So he's not use a condescending apostolic authority to command us, but he said in a way where we with an intimate voice to appeal to us to love one another.
他不是用一种使徒那个权威的口气，好像居高临下呢对我们讲话。他乃是站在一种非常亲密的一种关系里边来告诉我们，亲爱的。
And this first session ends at the verse 11. Also, he says, beloved.
同样在第十一节，他用了同样的一个词，亲爱的啊。
So after he proved that God's love for us.
因为在那里，他乃是要向我们显明神的爱，对我们的爱。
And he says, beloved, if God so loved us.
因为他在那里这样说，第十一节，神既这样爱我们
，We also ought to love one another.
我们也应当彼此相爱。
So here, session last time we shared, we have a two subject here, two topics in this first session.
在这个部分的里面，总共有两个点。
And we share that first point, first topic in this session, is the.He showed us the origin of love.
这第一个点，他告诉我们这个爱的源头是什么。
He says, "Let's love one another, for love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God."
他在这里讲到说，我们彼此相爱，因为神爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生的。
And verse 8 says, "The one who does not love does not know God." For God is love.
第八节这样讲，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So he tells us this love comes from God, and God is love.
所以他显然在这里告诉我们，爱的来源头就是神，神就是爱。
This agape love.
这乃是一种神的爱。
It's not the, you know, in the Bible, it tells us all different kinds of love, and this love is love from God.
在圣经里面告诉我们各种各样的爱，但在这里所讲的爱这个字乃是特别讲到从神来的爱。
And the second topic in this session is the sacrificial love of God.
那么第二个部分呢，他讲到的那个爱呢，乃是讲到一种牺牲的爱。
So by this, the love of God was manifest in us that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live.
他这样说，不是我们爱神的，那神差他的儿子为我们做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for us, for our sins.
第几节？
下面一节。
十一节哈，亲爱的弟兄啊，因为
No, that's ten. Verse ten.
在第十节这样讲到说，神差他的儿子来作为我们的挽回祭，这就是爱。我们爱神乃是神先爱我们。
So verse 11, he concludes the first session. He says, "Beloved," he again appealed to that intimate relationship that we have. He says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, then we ought to love one another."
所以第十一节他这样结论说。他说神是这样的爱我们，所以我们应当彼此相爱。
We are so undeserving.
我们这些人是不配的。
Yet God sacrificed His own Son for us.
但是神还是把他的儿子做挽回祭给了我们。
He said this is a love.
这就是神的爱。
And as He proved that and He appealed to us, He said we also ought to love one another.
所以在这里他来呼吁我们说，我们因着这个缘故也应当彼此相爱。
So he now turned it into appeal to our sense of responsibility.
所以他然后呢就把我们转向来让我们看见我们所当负的那个责任。
So that's why he said, we ought to love one another.
他这样说，他说我们应当彼此相爱。
If we don't love one another, that's not reasonable.
如果我们不这样彼此相爱的话，那实在是不合情理的。
If we don't love one another, that doesn't make sense.
如果我们不这样彼此相爱的话，实在是 讲不通的。
So he says, let's all to, so we also all to love one another.
所以他这样呼吁我们说，我们应当来彼此相爱。
Now today, I'd like to share the second session.
那么那是上次我们所分享的，今天呢，我们要来讲第二个点。
And second session is from 12 through the end of this chapter.
是从第十二节开始一直到这章的末了。
And I would like to give a little title for this session is that if we love one another.
那么我给这一段这个点有一个题目叫做如果我们彼此相爱的话。
Because in this session, he tells us what happened to us if we love one another.
因为在这个这个部分里面啊，他告诉我们，如果我们彼此相爱的话，那么会发生什么事呢
？So first session is let us love one another. He is appealing to us to love one another.
再提醒一下，第一点呢是讲到是他呼吁我们要彼此应当相爱。
Now if we obey his appealing, this new commandments, then what will happen to us?
那么从第二个部分开始，他就说，假如我们顺服他给我们的那个恳求，我们来彼此相爱，那么将有什么样的结果呢
？So I give this a little title is that if we love one another.
所以我给了这么一个这个题目，就这一点，就是如果我们彼此相爱的话。
So verse 12 says, no one has seen God at any time.
第十二节这样告诉我们，从来就没有人看见过神。
If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
但是如果我们彼此相爱的话，那么神就会住在我们的里面，那么他的爱，他的心，爱他的心在我们里面就完全了。
So in this session, this 12, verse 12 is the theme verse.
所以第十二节可以说是这一段的一个
主题经文，
对主题经文
，a theme verse because in here he mentioned the three topics.
因为在这一节的里面就已经讲到了三个小点。
So if we love one another, there's three things happen to us.
因为在这里说，如果我们彼此相爱的话，就会有三件事情发生。
First is God abides in us.
那么第一呢，就是主神就住在我们的里面。
Second is His love is perfected in us.
那么第二，他的爱在我们的里面得以完全了。
And third point is that no one has seen God. So I'll call it genuine love. It is the third point is, no one has seen God. Then how do we know God? So I call that a genuine love.
所以第三点呢，就是因为从来就没有人看见过神，我们怎么样知道那个爱呢？也就是说，知道那个真实的爱是什么呢？所以我把它第三点叫做那个真的爱。
Of course, when John says no one has seen God at any time.Then the natural question is that, how do we know God if we never seen Him?
也就是说，神约翰在这儿讲说，从来就没有人看见过神。那么问题就是，我们怎么样知道神？怎么样知道那个爱呢
？Then how can we know Him and experience Him?
那我们怎么样去认识他，去经历他呢
？Actually, she starts off this session with that question, with that statement. No one.Has seen God at any time.
因为他一开始就这样说，他说从来就没有人见过神。
But he gave us the answer.
但是他接下来就告诉我们答案是什么。
How do we know and experience God?
我们怎么知道，怎么样去经历到他呢
？Far better than that we can see him with our eyes.
远远超过我们，比我们想象的，我们是肉眼去看他更清楚。
Actually, we cannot see God with our physical eyes.
我们都知道，我们不能靠肉眼看见神的。
Because our eyes are defective.
因为我们的眼睛是有缺陷的。
There's an optical illusion. There is a short-sightedness.
我们有那个 光学的那个optical 录音，就光学的那个错觉。
错觉 ，yes. So you know we have these two optometrists. They can tell us all kinds of diseases our eyes have.
对，我们眼睛啊，常常都是近视或者远视的。我们有两个眼科医生就可以这样给我们告诉我们。
So, and if a God who created the whole universe, of course, the very reasonable conclusion is that He's so big, we cannot really see Him with our eyes.
也就是说，神既然创造这么浩瀚的一个宇宙，它是如此的大，那我们当然不能凭我这小小的眼睛看得到它。
Right now, scientists haven't seen the edge of this universe yet.
我们都知道，科学家直到现在还没有看到、观察到这个宇宙的今天这个宇宙的边界。
And then this I always use like an analogy, right? It's like ants cannot see us because we are so big in regard to ants.
我喜欢用这样一个比喻，就是蚂蚁啊，它不能够看清楚、看得见我们，因为我们对它来说太大了。
And no matter how much you want to communicate with ants.It's just right there, right in front of the ants, and just cannot see you.
对，因为不管我们如果想方设法的想要和蚂蚁交流，但是因为它在我们哪怕就是在我们手上，它实在是看不到我们这个真实的面目。
God is far bigger than us.
神啊，远远超过我们所想象的那样的。
We are like a parasite compared to ourselves.
所以我们与神相比，我们不就是个微生物而已
，or a little bit of dust，
或者一个灰尘而已，一粒灰尘而已。
So it is reasonable if we cannot see God。
所以对我们来说，当然是正常的，我们看不见他。
So this is a statement of the truth that no one has seen God at any time。
所以这个叙述是对的，从来没有人见过神。
So how can we know and experience God？
所以我们怎么样能够知道他、经历他呢
？Through love one another，
乃是借着我们彼此的相爱。
So this is overarching a theme for this session。
所以说这是我们这段的主题。
Through the genuine love，
乃是借着真实的爱。
So these are three topics from this verse 12. I will repeat it。
所以这是我们这一段所要分享的三个方面。
First is that abiding love.
第一乃是内住的爱。
Second is perfect love.
第二乃是完全的爱。
And third is genuine love.
第三乃是真实的真爱。
So let's read this first topic that is the abiding love.
我们先来看第一个部分，第一个小点就是内住的爱。
By this we know, verse 13, that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
第十三节，神借着他的灵赐给我们的灵啊，从此我们就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们的里面。这是我们可以看见可以做见证的神差他儿子做我们的救主。
15. Whoever confesses that Jesus the Son of God is Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
第十五节，凡认耶稣为神儿子的神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love.And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，在爱里面就住在爱里面，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So from 13 to 16, that we can see how God abides in us.
所以从第十三到第十六节，让我们看见神是怎么样住在我们里面的。
And how can we know?That God abides in us.
我们又怎么样知道神是住在我们里面的
？You know this abiding. So let me give you some numbers to show this the wonderful book of First John.
让我来给你一些统计的数据来告诉你在约翰一书里面神是怎么样讲到这个内住的。
We know that we just share that today's the main topic is a fellowship with God in love.
我们都知道今天我们的主题乃是在爱中与神相交。
So last time I shared this statistics.
那上次我已经分享到这部分统计的数据。
The word love, agape love,occur in 1 John 46 times.
那么这个爱就是神的爱在这个约翰一书里面 right?
Yeah.
出现了46次。
Yeah. And the second book that you can see the love occurred the second most is the John the Gospel, 44 times.
那么这个爱在出现第二多的呢是在约翰福音里面总共出现了44次。
So imagine that 1 John only have 5 chapters.
我们都知道在约翰一书总共只有五章而已。
It occurred 46 times.
竟然出现了46次之多。
As we can find the word love, the most occurrences in 1 John.
所以你在约翰一书里面可以发现这个爱出现的频率是最高的。
And of course, after 1 John and John, the Gospel, and third,the book that you can see the occurrence of a love third most is the guess what book is that? I mentioned that last time, so you guess. I give you the opportunity to guess. Right? What is the third book that you can find the word love occurred second most?
It's the third most.
Third most. Yeah. Huh?What book is that? 1 Corinthians. Well, 1 Corinthians have a 13, that love chapter, right? But it's not 1 Corinthians.
I need to translate first. 那么这个这我们都知道约翰一书和福音是出现最多的两本书信。那么第三个排在第三个出现爱这个字最多的第三那个书信那是那个书是哪本书呢大家猜一下那么姊妹说是可能哥林多前书因为有哥林多前书13章都讲爱。
Yeah, most people will guess it's 1 Corinthians.
大部分人都觉得应该是哥林多前书才对。
Okay, for the time.
因为上次我已经讲到了大家还记得是哪个书。
For the time's sake, right? So second, a third book that you can find the love most is Ephesians.
那么排在第三位讲到爱最多的是哪本书呢乃是以弗所书
That makes sense. Ephesians talk about the church.
为什么呢因为以弗所书乃是讲到教会
It talk about building up the church.
乃是讲到教会的建造
So of course you can see the love the third most.
所以排在第三位讲爱讲的最多的
and it occurred 20 times
自然而然应该是以弗所书总共出现了有20次之多 agape 神的爱这个字
so you can see the love is very important word to John apostle
所以你再看见对这个爱对于使徒约翰来说是非常重要的
and second word related to us today topic is abiding abide
那么第二个词对于我们今天这个主题很相关的就是内住。
Abiding, abide means that it's not temporary, it's a lifelong, it's eternal long relationship.
这个内住不是指暂时的住内住而是指那个长久的内住永远的内住。
So John is not interested in temporal things.
因为约翰来说他不在乎暂时的东西。
Remember his gospel, John's gospel started with, in the beginning, he talked about eternity.
那么我们都知道在约翰的福音书里面他一开始就是讲到起初乃是从那个过去的永久就开始的。
In the beginning was the word.
起初是神的道。太初有道。
太初有道。In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And he mentioned this, this first John also. From the beginning.
同样在约翰一书的里面一开始就从起初原有的。
So he always wants us to focus on what is eternal, not what is temporary.
显然他是要让我们注目于什么是永久的而不是暂时的。
And you can see the word abiding is also very important to John.
所以我们看见这个内住这个词对约翰来说是非常重要的。
So, in John's Gospel, this word occurred 39 times.
在约翰福音里面这个词内住出现了39次。
First John, it occurred 24 times.
那么约翰一书出现了24次。
Remember that John has 22 chapters, 21 chapters, and First John only have 5 chapters.
记住了，约翰福音总共有21章之多，而约翰一书仅仅只有5章而已。
Now, what is the third book they can find the word abide, abiding, the third most?
那么再问一个问题，在那么哪一本书在圣经里面这个内住这个词排在第三位？
It is Book of Acts.
那是使徒行传。
Of course, Book of Acts has 28 chapters.
当然，使徒行传很长，总共有28章。
You can see that the word abiding is very, very important to John the Apostle.
所以我们实在是看见，这个内住这个词对使徒约翰是何等的重要，看重。
Because he wants to focus on this long lasting, this lifelong lasting or eternal long lasting relationship with God.
他乃是要让我们注重于我们与神之间这个内住的这个一生之久甚至永生的那个之久的这个关系。
He's not interested in a person who comes to the church every Sunday.
他并不感兴趣于我们仅仅每个主日来到教会而已这件事。
He's interested in, or he wants to talk about Lord Jesus have to be in your life every moment.Every hour, every day, to eternity.
他所看重的，他所要讲的，乃是耶稣基督啊，他在我们的里面，不光是每一个时，每时每刻，每一天，每一年，直到永远。
He's not talking about Christianity.
他不是讲的基督教。
He's not talking about religion.
他不是讲的一个宗教。
He's talking about the living faith.In Christ Jesus,
他乃是讲到我们在基督里面那个活的信心，乃是讲到那个人。
Every moment of our life,
我们生命的每一时每刻。
Every hour,
每时。
Every day,
每天。
Throughout toward eternity,
直到永永远远。
This is the relationship.That John is interesting. John is here to talk about.
这乃是约翰所谈的，所关心的。
This is kind of fellowship that John wants to tell us.
这就是约翰想要告诉我们的那个相交的关系。
So he says, when we, even though no one has seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us.
所以尽管从来没有人看见过神，但是如果我们彼此相爱的话，那么我们就得到这个内住的爱，内住的神。
And this relationship is forever.
而这个关系乃是持久到永远的。
And this relationship that is far better than you can see God in eye with your own eyes.
而这样一个内住的关系远远超过我们用肉眼能够看见神来得更重要。
If you tell me that you can see God, I see you're a liar, or either you're a lunatic or you're a liar.
如果你告诉我说你真的亲眼看见过神了，那我会觉得你可能有点错乱。
Because it's not scientific.
因为从科学上来看，你没法看见他的。
But it's far better that God abides in us.God will say, you know, in the John, God says, I will never ever leave you.
但是神内住在我们的里面，那是何等更好的一种关系。 约翰福音这样告诉我们，他一旦在我们的里面就永不离开我们。
Eternal salvation
乃是永远的救赎。
Paul tried to tell us in the book of Romans
保罗在罗马书这样说，
The eternal salvation of believers
乃是我们救赎，他那里提到乃是我们信徒永远的救赎。
And John here uses different ways, different words to tell us this eternal salvation.
那么约翰在这里用的只是不同的词和方式来告诉我们这一个永远的救赎。
So this abiding, and he says this, the way we know. Another very important word for John is, by this we know. 13, verse 13, we know.
在这里那个保罗约翰告诉我们说从此我们就知道，我们知道这件事。
That we abide in him and he in us because he has given us his spirit.
为什么我们知道？是因为我们知道他住在我们里面，我们也住在他里面呢？是因为他把圣灵赐给了我们。
So another statistic I'd like to give you. The word know is very important to John.
再一次强调另外一个词，这个知道这个词对约翰来说也是非常重要的。
It occurred 79 times in John's Gospel.
在约翰福音的里面，这个知道这个词出现了79次。
Second most occurrence you can find is 1 John.
那么出现第二多的，那么就是约翰一书这个知道。
And 29 times.
29次。
Actually, I'm wrong. The second most occurrence of this word is in the Acts.
知道这个词出现第二多的应该是在使徒行传里。
But Acts occurred 30 times.
那么在使徒行传里出现30次。
Now remember, the Acts has 28 chapters.
我们都知道使徒行传总共有28章。
And written by Luke. Luke, his own chapters, one chapter is very longer than anybody else.
我们都知道这是路加写的，那么他的每一章在路加那个使徒行传每一章都是非常长的。
So, 1 John had 29 times in 5 chapters, short chapters, and Acts have 30 times in 28 long chapters. You can see again the intensity, the density of this word occur in 1 John.
约翰一书总共有五章，但是它出现了29次，而那使徒行传它有28章出现了才30次，而且又是那么长的章节，所以你可以看见约翰一书这个知道这个词所出现的频率和它的那个密度远远更高。
So John writing this under the inspiration of Holy Spirit to tell us that we know, or all Christians should know this fact, this truth.
所以约翰在这里借着圣灵给他的提醒就是要来强调这个字是何等的重要。
So that's why he says again in if we read chapter 5 verse 13, he said, one of the purposes he wrote this epistle is in the 5:13, he said, these things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
第十三节五章第十三节这样告诉我们，他说，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们什么知道我们有永生。
See, he is very focused on all Christians. If you are just a new believer, you just baptized yesterday, you should know that God abides in us.
他在这里乃是强调是所有的神的儿女们哪怕就是你昨天你才受浸归主名下的，你也应该知道神住在我们的里面。
If we love one another,
如果我们彼此相爱的话
，You know those who are newborn Christians, they love naturally because newfound faith, they are very joyful, so they can love everyone.
我们都知道刚刚蒙恩得救的神的儿女们他们非常自然而然的这种表现出来这种爱，见到谁因为神的爱在他们的里面，见到谁他们都非常愿意相爱。
Everybody looks lovable to them.
每一个人他们在他们的眼里都是那样的可爱。
So God says that we all know, by this we know that we abide in Him and He in us because He has given us His Spirit.
所以在这里他在说神因为借着神的灵就知道他住在我们的里面，我们也住在他里面。
The reason we know because the Holy Spirit.
我们原因我们知道是因为圣灵。
God come to us through the Holy Spirit.
神遇见我们是因为借着圣灵。
So in the end of chapter 3, he mentioned this. He said, verse 24, the one who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. We know by this,that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
第三章二十四节末了这样说，他说遵守神命令的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面，我们所以知道神住在我们里面，因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
So to know the person of Holy Spirit and that he works in us is very, very important.
所以我们要知道认识圣灵并且知道他在我们的里面是怎么样做工的是何等的重要。
So Paul in his letters tell us all the aspects of work of Holy Spirit in a Christian in believer's life.
保罗在他的书信的里面来告诉我们在信徒们的生活的方方面面能够来认识圣灵在我们的里面在生活里面的工作是怎么样安排的。
And John also talk about thisThe Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, and his work in believers' life.
那么约翰也在讲到圣灵这个神格是怎么样在我们的生命的里面来工作的。
But John focused on one aspect of work of Holy Spirit.
但是约翰仅仅是强调圣灵工作的一个方面。
That's to know who Lord Jesus is.
就是乃是要借着圣灵认识耶稣基督是谁。
So he says in the chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, we skip that, but you can see that he says that through the Holy Spirit that we know that God abides in us. But immediately in chapter 4, 1 through 6, he warns us not to believe all the spirits because there areThe Holy Spirit from God, and there are spirits of Antichrist.
那么，约翰乃是要借着圣灵让我们来认识耶稣基督是谁。但是我们都知道，在第四章的第一节到第六节，他就转了一个方向的告诉我们：我们不是说所有的灵都可以相信，我们要知道，除了圣灵以外，还有敌基督的灵在这世上。
And he tells us how to test, how to know.Is what's come from the Holy Spirit, or what's come from the spirit of the Antichrist.
那么他在那里呢是告诉我们怎么样来辨别什么是出自于敌基督的灵和出自于神耶稣的灵。
So in this chapter 4 and verse 14, he 13 and 14 and 15, he tell us that again.
那么在从然后呢就是13到15节他再一次来告诉我们。
So, he says 14, we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
第13到15节来。
第14到15。
OK. 父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见所见证的，凡认耶稣为神的儿子，那么神就住在他里面，他就住在我们的里面。
So he says now he like want to repeat that truth again, and he used very serious word. He says we have seen and testify.
他为了再次证明这一点啊，他用了一连串的词，他就说这是我们所看见所见证的。
It's put the apostle John in the court, in the Supreme Court of the United States. He want to give the testimony to testify for the truth of our Lord Jesus.
就好像是约翰被放到美国的最高法院的那个法庭的里面来做见证， 我们的主是谁。
So he had this, this mindset, the image of himself being put in the court, to examine his truth. That he says, we testify the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world, and whoever confesses that Jesus is Son of God, God abides in him.
好像他把自己，约翰自己，把他想象是在法庭里面来做见证，是父差他的儿子作为世人的救主。做这样的见证，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，那么神就住在他里面。
So not only we, when we love one another, that God abides in us through the Holy Spirit, but it's on the foundation of this confession of our faith.
不光是我们要借着圣灵能够能够因为借着我们彼此相爱，借着圣灵我们就看到神的内住，而且也是借着我们这个信心的见证来看见这个内住。
And so this is a very critical.
这对于我们来说是非常紧要的。
Whoever confesses Jesus is Son of God, God abides in him as him in God.
也就是说，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
So in the love of Christ, when we talk about Christian love, when we talk about God's love, there's something different from the love that we talk about in the world.
当我们在讲到这个爱的时候，讲到神的爱、基督的爱的时候，和我们平常所讲这个世界的爱是不同的。
It have to be on the foundation of a confession of our faith.
必须要建立在我们是认耶稣为神的儿子这样的一个根基上。
Of course, God loved the whole world. So John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believed in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那么我们都知道神爱世界爱世人就像在约翰福音三章十六节说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So God loved them so much that God gave salvation to all who want to believe in his son.
神爱世人如此之爱，以至于把他的儿子都给了他们。
But people may choose to reject God's offer.
但是人们却拒绝了神的这样一个爱。
You have freedom to reject this love.
你可以有自由来拒绝神的爱。
Even though God loves you.
尽管神爱你。
So here, this love, when we talk about it here, when John talk about this love, is really for the children of God.
但是在这里呢，是约翰所讲的爱呢，乃是为着已经圣信了神的儿女们。
And in 16, he says, this love has element of faith in it.
因为这里讲的这个爱乃是有一个前提，就是一个主前提，就是或者组成，就是讲到那个信心信。
So 16, he said, we have come to know.And have believed the love which God has for us.
因为我们能够看见，能够说见证的，就是因着这个借着这个信。
So here is an element of faith. He said, "We come to know and have believed the love which God has for us."
所以在这里讲到神所为我们所预备的这个爱里面有个信的元素在里面，是我们可以见证、可以看见的。
So.Many brothers and sisters, they have trouble to experience God's love.
我们都知道很多神的儿女们弟兄姊妹们不太能够在经历神的爱方面好像有难处困难。
They believe in Lord Jesus, his salvation, his blood to cleanse all our sins, and once we believe in him, we are saved.
我们都相信耶稣基督借着他的信我们就得救了。
But many brothers and sisters,I encounter have this question about God's love for them personally.
但是我所遇见的弟兄姊妹们常常他们好像有这样一个难处，就是跟神之间那个个人去经历神的这个爱。
Around 30 years ago, I went back to Taiwan and I met a brother and who had this same doubt about God's love.
很多年前我到台湾去我遇到这样一个弟兄，他好像就有同样的问题。
And he was born into a Christian family.
他生在一个基督徒的家庭。
He was raised up in the church.
他是在教会里边长大的。
In this faith.
在这个信的里面
But all the time, he had this doubt about God's love.
但是所有在他的他常常有这样的一个疑问关于这个爱。
So here we see that in the God's love, to know Him, His love, and to know God, these elements of faith.
所以在这里我们看见我们要来认识这个爱能够看见见证这个爱我们必须要有一个在一个信的根基上。
Paul said in Galatians, this love that came from, generated from faith.
保罗在加拉太书这样讲到这个爱乃是出自于那个无为的信。
So, this is a very important critical element that when we experience God's love, we have to believe that God loves us. Because God provides a proof for us. He sent His only Son to us to die on the cross. What other proof do we need?
那么所以我们要来认识这个爱的话我们必须要在先信的根基上我们的神他差他的儿子为我们而死我们还需要除此这些这么大的见证我们还需要别的吗
That's why in the first session that we see the sacrificial love of God He starts with what God has done for us He sacrificed He sent His Son to be the propitiation for all our sins
所以他在这个小点上他让我们看见神爱我们这件事情乃是他差他儿子作为挽回祭建立在这样一个根基础上。
So, dear brothers and sisters, if we have any thread of doubt about God's love, and John wants us to turn our eyes upon that cross at the Calvary 2,000 years ago.
所以如果我们对神的这个爱有什么疑问的话神约翰让我们把眼睛注目转向那个当年在加利山上那个十字架我们为我们钉死的耶稣基督
And also why Lord Jesus commanded us to have a communion breaking bread at every time we gather together
这也是为什么每一次当我们聚集在一起的时候主耶稣命令我们要来在擘饼纪念他的死
So here you have this element of faith
在这里我们看见了要认识这个爱里边的那个信的元素。
And it continues says, God is love. The one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
然后他接下来又继续讲说，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So here, makes very clearly says, the one who abides in love is that we know if we love brothers and sisters or not.
所以在这里很清楚的让我们看见我们爱不爱弟兄姊妹就是我们是不是住在这个爱的里面。
We know ourselves if we have love for brother and sister or not.
我们知道我们自己借着我们爱不爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
So he says, the one who abides in love.
在这里所以他让我们看见如果我们是住在爱的里面
then we abide in God.
那么我们就自然而然住在神的里面。
And God abides in us as well.
那反过来，神也就住在我们的里面。
So this is a truth that we should know through the Holy Spirit.
所以这些真实真理，我们借着圣灵，我们就能够明白。
So for Christians, it's very vital important to know the person of the Holy Spirit, to know the works of the Holy Spirit in our life, every day, every hour, every moment.
所以我们作为基督徒来说我们必须要明白知道清楚的知道圣灵在我们工作的方方面面无论是每一天每时每刻我们的生命中都必须要来知道圣灵这个神格。
You can read Paul's epistles to find out all the aspects of works of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以借着保罗的书信来看到圣灵的工作的方方面面。
But John,Focus on the one aspect.
而约翰却只是注重于只是强调神的圣灵的一个方面工作的一个方面。
The Lord Jesus is. He is the Son of God. He's the Christ. He came in the flesh.
他乃是讲到耶稣乃是基督乃是他道成肉身来的。
If you believe in that, then you already have work of the Holy Spirit in your life.
如果你能够相信这一点，实际上圣灵就已经在你的里面工作
了。The person of the Holy Spirit already abides in you.
圣灵这位位格他已经住到你的里面。
You gotta believe it.
你就必须要来相信这件事。
One day, God said to Peter, he said, this is when Peter, Lord Jesus said, who do you think I am?
有一次主耶稣问彼得，你人们说我们是谁？
And Peter said, you are the Christ, son of the living God.
主问彼得，你说我们是谁？他就说，你是基督，你是神，永生神的儿子。
That touched God's heart greatly.
因为那乃是是神内心深处的最感动他的。
So Lord said, this is not from the flesh and blood. It is from God's Father revealed to you. I don't think Peter at the time feel anything.
主在那时候感动的时候，他说这不是血书血气的，只是你的，乃是从神来的。我们相信那个时候彼得并没有感觉到任何特别的地方。
He feel like what you're saying. I mean, I just say these words.
可能彼得当时在想，我不就是简单的说了这一个词吗？你怎么会这么觉得是从神来的呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, he's the Christ, he came in the flesh, and he's the Son of God, it is tremendous, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们承认耶稣基督是神的儿子，是道成肉身来的，这是一件了不起的那个。
For many children of God, we are in such blessing, but we didn't feel it, we didn't know it, we don't believe it.
可惜神的儿女们大多数的人，我们不知道，我们也不太信这件事。
Such faith touched God's heart.
我们都知道这样一个信是如何的使神的心被感动。
God sent His Son to die for us for this purpose, that we can believe in Him.
神差遣他的儿子来，就是为了这个目的使我们可以信他。
So this is very important, and if we love one another, that we know that God abides in us. This abiding love.
所以这点非常重要。我们因着彼此，借着我们彼此的相爱，我们就能够经历到、认识到这个内心的爱。
Every moment, every hour, every day, we can have fellowship with God in this love if we love one another.
如果我们能够彼此相爱的话，我们每一天、每时每刻，我们就能够知道来经历这个内住的爱。
We notice that because of time, but we cannot go to the second point. But we know that in the First John, that every time we said with these four portions, every portion he will bring this love one another, this brotherly love, and to talk about that brotherly love.
我们可能没有时间再继续讲这个第二个小点了，但是我们总结起来，这本书里边讲的四个点每一个点实际上最终它都把我们带到一个总结一个很精华的地方，就是我们要彼此相爱这件事。
So for example, in the first session, we said fellowship with God in light, and He bring this brotherly love into that fellowship, and He mentioned brotherly love.
举例来说，第一点他讲到说我们要与神的光中相交的时候，他同样的把我们带到最终他讲到一点。
In chapter 2 verse 10, he said,
弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，第二章的第
The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
在讲到第一点第一个部分的时候，他在第二章的第十节，他说爱弟兄的就是坐在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。
So here, he looked at brotherly love in this fellowship with God in light. He want to focus on the brotherly love.
看到没有？当我们在神，我们与神在光明中相交的时候，他让我们能够看到注重于看到一点，就是其中的弟兄彼此相爱。
And when he talk about fellowship with God in life, now he bring up the brotherly love again to see it in the light of life.
那么当我们他在讲到第二个部分，讲到我们在生命中与神相交的时候，借着这样一个在生命中的相交，他同样让我们看见弟兄彼此的相爱。
In verse 14, chapter 3, he said this, We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren.
14节说, 我们因为爱弟兄, 就晓得是已经出死入生了。
See, when he talk about fellowship with God in life, now he want to bring the brother in love again to examine in the light of life.
同样的, 当我们在讲到我们与神在生命中彼此相交的时候, 他同样要把我们带到弟兄相爱的里面, 让我们看见在生命中相交的那个弟兄, 彼此相爱的那个元素。
And today's fellowship with God in love, of course, the first thing he mentioned is, let us love one another.
那么今天我们在讲到要在爱中与神相交的时候, 同样一开始他就告诉我们, 我们要来, 应当来彼此相爱。
He says love is from God and God is love.
因为他强调说, 他讲到说, 爱是从神来的, 神本身就是爱。
And he focused on loving one another when he talked about God's love.
他在讲到神的爱的时候, 他让我们注重于看到我们彼此之间应当彼此相爱。
Lord willing, next time we'll talk about, share about the perfect love.
那么下一次我们会分享到那个完全的爱。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来低头祷告。
Father, we are so eternally thankful for your word.
父啊, 我们要永远的来感谢你的话语。
It is indeed a lamp to our feet and light to our path.
因为它乃是我们, 信的, 光, 那个道路的灯。
In your word, there's a joy.
在你的话语里面我们找到喜乐。
Father, we pray that your word will not come back to in void.
父啊, 我们实在是祷告你的话语并没有突然返回。
May the Holy Spirit give us a light every day.
愿圣灵给我们每一天的光。
And that in our heart we have love for you and love for brothers.
在我们的内心里面我们有爱象征你也象征我们的弟兄姊妹。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the message spoken through our brother.
我们感谢主记得弟兄所释放的信息。
And we thank the Apostle John for sharing with us, having this burden from the Holy Spirit to emphasize on abiding love, not knowing and agape love.
我们感谢, 我们的主, 记得这个使徒约翰, 向我们看到这个神的这个爱。
So if you'll please open the bulletins with me.